17 and a half miles south of Petersburg, the Crystal Lake Hatchery each year releases almost 600,000 king salmon smolt into Blind Slough. It's too early for an estimate of the return of adult fish this year, as those fish are just starting to make their way back through freshwater and to the hatchery. Alaska Department of Fish and Game sport fish biologist Patrick Fowler says the forecast is for 2,500 kings to make it back to the terminal harvest area in the Wrangell Narrows and Blind Slough.
Which is a little bit less than last year, but a pretty good year. And those fish have been intercepted in pretty good rates throughout the winter, especially like the winter troll fishery, leading us to believe that the forecast is coming in pretty much on what we guessed, pretty accurate. And, yeah, so far we're seeing pretty good numbers of fish in the Blind Slough itself and kind of the lower portion of Blind Slough there, some pretty good catch rates in the Wrangell Narrows terminal area. So it looks like it's coming in pretty good.
Those kings are caught by sport anglers casting from shore at Blind River Rapids and from boats trolling in the Wrangell Narrows. They're also caught in commercial fisheries. This summer's cool, rainy weather is better for those kings surviving their journey through Blind Slough. In hotter summers, the rapids have seen the die-off of most of the run and closed fishing, but so far this year that doesn't seem to be the case. Crystal Lake is owned by the state and operated by the Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA. In 2014, the hatchery started up a new release of Crystal Lake kings, placing smolt in an offshore net pen near the mouth of City Creek. That's about 3 miles from downtown Petersburg. This was the third year of releases at City Creek. SARA's hatchery manager, Lauren Thompson, says it went well.
We released 98,000 Chinook smolts at about 21 grams, and we released those on the 23rd of May. They were out there for about 6 weeks.
The young salmon are held in the net pen to imprint the location, so they'll return there in future years. This year, some of the first fully grown adults are showing up from that initial release of 200,000 kings back in 2014. Thompson says he has heard about people catching fish around City Creek.
Sounds like a few times they were schooled up pretty good and people were banging into them. So, and that's probably going on right now, too. As well as down in Blind Slough in the Narrows and also at the Rapids. There's pretty good activity down there, too. So there's some king fishing opportunities right now.
Fish and Game's Fowler says the City Creek kings, marked with coated wire tags, have been caught by commercial trollers and sport anglers.
We've got some good coated wire tag recoveries, you know, some as they were two ocean fish and then more now that there are three ocean fish, especially like in the winter troll fishery again. We saw pretty good catch rates of those fish showing up in the stock composition, leading us to think they survived pretty well. And now we are starting to see some, you know, anecdotal reports of some pretty good fishing right there in front of the net pens, you know, from Sandy Beach to Frederick Point. There's a few anglers that have keyed into it and have kind of reported some pretty good catch rates.
City Creek is a small drainage with little area where kings could spawn. Nevertheless, Fowler says he's keeping an eye on whether any of those fish get into the creek itself.
And I actually walked the creek last week and didn't see anything in the creek itself. And well, that's something we'll definitely kind of keep an eye on and see how many fish are returning to that area, if they're milling around right in front of the creek or some are actually coming in the creek. And we might, you know, ultimately our goal is we want to harvest those fish, and we might change sport fish regulations to provide additional opportunity if there's a lot of fish that are showing up and actually getting into the creek.
The release at City Creek started in 2014 and missed a year in 2015 because of a fire at the hatchery that destroyed some of the young salmon. That means kings aren't expected back there next year, but should return the following year if all goes well. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.